Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Andrew Green, professor of political science at Central College. He's going to be talking about the run-up to the presidential election. All right, well, Andrew, today we're going to be talking about the polls for the presidential election leading up to the election that's going to be on the 6th, on Tuesday next week. So how are the polls looking in Iowa right now? Who's in the lead?
Most polls show that the president is ahead by a few percentage points. It depends upon which poll you look at. But the president has been consistently ahead in most of the polls, anywhere between 2 to 5 points.
No, Romney was kind of closing the gap in a lot of places after the debates. Did that continue after the debates were over, or did that kind of slow down?
You've seen in some of the key swing states, the vote or the poll percentages have stayed pretty constant. You see 5-point leads in Ohio, you see 5-point leads in Virginia and a handful of polls, which indicate that that the polls have kind of stabilized. Whether those polls are reflective of the way that that folks in those states will turn out to vote is yet to be seen. The impact of early voting in some of these states is yet to be seen too. So
you said Ohio there, and Ohio is a pretty important state for this race. Can you tell me why Ohio is so important and talk about how things are going with the polls there?
Well, historically, Ohio has been a bellwether state, and historically, no Republican presidential candidate has ever been elected president without winning Ohio. Some folks are referring to Ohio as a firewall for the president, that if he loses Ohio, you're going to begin to see other states in the upper Midwest, like Wisconsin, like Iowa, move towards the Romney camp. So the president really is banking on his get-out-the-vote efforts and his early voting efforts to win in Ohio, and he feels that, and his campaign feels that if they win Ohio, they're going to be in really good shape to win the presidency.
So how's he doing in Ohio?
It really varies depending upon the poll that you look at, but over the last week or so, there's been a consistent 4 to 5 point gap between the president and Governor Romney in the president's favor. So somewhere in the range of 49% to 50% for the president and 44% to 45% for Governor Romney.
Now, is a 5-point gap, is that historically impossible to break through, or is that within the ability for Romney to come through there?
No, it's not insurmountable. Obviously, the governor's campaign would prefer to be within the margin of error going into the weekend before the election, but it's not insurmountable. I mean, there have been many instances where polls indicate dead heats going into Election Day, and then you have decisive victories. So a lot of it's going to boil down to get out the vote efforts on Tuesday. A lot of it's going to boil down to the effectiveness of the early voting strategies and absentee voting strategies for both candidates, and how many votes were banked prior to Tuesday. And a lot of it's going to boil down to whether or not there are any significant shifts nationally towards one candidate or the other over the weekend, which is not unheard of as well.
No, I guess the biggest topic that could kind of play into that shift is Hurricane Sandy. How are the campaigns dealing with that?
Well, both campaigns suspended activities earlier in the week. Governor Romney was back on the trail in Florida yesterday, and I believe the president's back on the trail today. And if he's not on the trail today, he'll be back out tomorrow. The campaigns had to be very careful in how they responded to the hurricane, because neither side wanted to be accused of playing politics with a natural disaster. And obviously it gave the president some advantage because he's the commander-in-chief, he's the chief executive. Ultimately, he is responsible for the national response to this natural disaster. And so the optics were very good for the president. For Governor Romney, he wanted to demonstrate some empathy for the victims of the hurricane, but at the same time, he didn't want to come off as simply being there to get great photo ops to try and sway voters nationally, because that could backfire on him.
How accurate are these polls that we're seeing leading up to the election usually? Are they pretty accurate?
generally the major national pollsters are pretty accurate, and they're within a couple of points of the actual outcome. This cycle has been very interesting because you have polls that show the president's leading, you have polls that show Governor Romney's leading. In the Gallup poll, daily tracking poll, national daily tracking poll, you had Romney up by as many as 5 points just 3 or 4 days ago. And so I think that when the dust settles and on Tuesday and all is done, we're going to be looking at some of these polls, the methodology that was used in some of these polls, and trying to determine how accurate polls are and how much weight polls should be given in the lead up to an election.
And another thing I kind of wanted to talk about was for independents and undecided voters, how does the presidential race impact the smaller elections? And let's say an undecided voter decides to vote for Mitt Romney. Does that mean they're more likely to vote for the Republican ticket straight down the entire ticket, or are they still splitting the vote?
We oftentimes talk about independents as centrist, moderate, sometimes even apolitical individuals. The truth of the matter is that somewhere between 75 to 80% of independents lean towards one of the two major political parties in their preferences on issues. And in the political science literature, we refer to these folks as leaners. They're independents who lean towards the Democrat or Republican Party. And we also have empirical evidence that indicates that these leaners sometimes behave more like partisans than weakly affiliated Republicans and Democrats. So if you're an independent that leans towards the Republican Party, the evidence indicates that in some elections, on average, those individuals will behave more like a registered Republican than a weakly affiliated registered Republican. That said, there are significant coattail effects in presidential elections, meaning that partisans in down ballot races benefit from the votes at the top of the ticket, whether it's for president or for governor. And so for these undecided independent voters who are or are not leaning towards one of the two major political parties, national trends towards presidential candidates can have impacts on down ballot races. So if you're an independent voter that decides to vote for Mitt Romney, we might see a significant shift towards other Republicans and other down ballot races, whether they be for Congress, for the state Senate, the state House, even down to partisan local races like sheriff in certain counties. In Iowa, because we do have a straight ticket option on the ballot, it makes it very easy for folks simply to vote for Republican candidates. And so I think the likelihood of an independent who goes towards Romney at the last minute choosing straight ticket ballot would be higher because that option is there than in a state that doesn't have that option. That said, independents could be more likely to look at candidates race by race and begin to split their tickets. And so in this election where the national race is so close, I'm not sure that anyone in the discipline or in the field practicing as a practitioner really knows what the impact on down ballot races is going to be.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today, and I look forward to talking to you on Election Day.
You bet. Sounds great.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Andrew Green with Central College, and he's told us about the run-up to the presidential elections. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.